next speaker is Al Jolly. I'll read what I've been presented with. I also have something I'm going to add to that. Jolly and Al said that they moved here from the Westside Church in Midland, Texas. Began our work on August 1st, 1988, the first few days while the moving band was still unloading. I was called back to Midland to preach a funeral. Not having time to return to Bryan, I flew to Bossier City, Louisiana for a gospel meeting. Before I could return to Bryan at home, Mary had finished all the unpacking, except my books and filings for the church office. During the time at Central, baptized 88 people. There was one special, really special day in 1991, a friend day, and our attendance increased each time. Our goal in 1991 was 500, and we had 555 that day. Everyone worked hard to accomplish those figures. We had many wonderful memories of our time with the Central Church, and I appreciate it. Been called back a few times following my retirement to fill the pulpit. It's a special pleasure to be able to share this great 50th anniversary today. Al and I have gotten to be friends. He retired, and then he went to work again, then he retired, then he went to work again, then he retired, and he just keeps doing that. We get together once a month, and we meet and we have lunch, and it's been good to be able to keep in touch with him. Now, Al has told me often that while he was here, he got several offers to move. People asking if he would be willing to move, and he said he thought about that, but he turned them all down until he decided he would wait until he got one from not inside the congregation. He might have been one to tell that story himself, but that's okay. He has a lot of stories. But I appreciate Al. I appreciate the work that he did in preceding me when I came here in 1995 and walked into a congregation that was good. I walked into a congregation that at the moment was mourning. The day I arrived, I got off the plane and I went from the airport to Majali's house because their granddaughter had died. And so my first experience with Al was difficult. But I've learned from him. He is a man of God. I appreciate it because he's one person I have more hair than he does. But I'm glad that he's able to be with us today. He and Mary have been part of this congregation and continue to be part of this congregation, and we're just glad that Al could be with us today. So Al,